Okay. We are up to the Gemara on Mem Daled Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines in the bottom. And again, I want to give the introduction that I gave yesterday so we should understand what's happening over here. When a person entered Har Habayis, he went from Machne Yisrael to Machne Levia. And that Machne Levia extended till the end of the Ezras Nashim, which means you go from the Chil into the Ezras Nashim, up 15 steps, and then you're ready to walk into what we call the Azara. That's the main Azara. That's where the Avodas HaKorbanos took place. No Avodas HaKorbanos took place anywhere else but in the Azara. Now, the Azara itself was split into groups that had not again yesterday. Halachically speaking, a Tamei Meis can go into Machne Levia, meaning a person who's a Tamei Meis, touched a Meis, is not restricted from being in Yerushalayim. He's not restricted, which is Machne Yisrael. He's not restricted from going into the Har Habayis. He can go into the Ezras Nashim. He has no restrictions of entry until he walks into the Azara proper. Then, if he walks in, he's chayav min karas. He's not allowed into the Azara proper. A Zav is restricted even from Machne Levia. A Tamei Meis. Yeah. This is going to be in the Gemara. A Zav is restricted even from Machne Levia, which means a Zav walks in to Machne Levia, he violates the Isra of a Zav walking in to a place where he's restricted from. I don't know if it's a Chiyav Karis, but he's not allowed to walk in to that place. A Zav has more restrictions than a Tamei Meis. Tamei Meis is only banned from Machne Shechina, which is the Azara proper on the top of the 15 steps. And a Zav is banned even from Machne Levia. These are the rules that are set by the Torah. Now, at the top of the steps was a gate.
Isn't that counterintuitive? Which is more Tamei?
Different ways. Different way. Tamei Meis doesn't bring a carbon. A Zav, under certain circumstances, has to bring a carbon. Number one. Number two is Tumah doesn't have to be intuitive. Tumah is Zeres HaKasef. Zav is a Tumah Yoytzei Migufay. We are, in a certain way, treat a person whose Tumah comes out from his body worse than a Tumah of touch. A Tamei Meis is a Tamei of touch. A Zav, we'll use the word, is an internal Tumah. Internal tumma, the Torah restricts much more. In fact, again, without wanting to get off the subject, in fact, in the Rishonim, when they talk about the Chazal that say that the Rabbeinu Shlom gives Saras, first he gives Saras to the house, then he gives Saras to the Beged, then he gives Saras to the person, the Rishonim say, first he gives Saras to the house, then Saras to the Beged, then he makes the person a Zav, and then he makes the person a Metzaira. The Chazal treats Tumah Zav as like a punishment from above. A healthy person should never be a Zav. Zav can be caused by either natural causes or by oinus from the Rabbeinu Shlom. That is why the halacha is that before a person becomes a Zav, they ask him 7 questions. Did you do something that would naturally have caused the Zivus? If the answer is he did, then he's not a Zav. Zav is only if there was no natural cause. And the Gemara lists 7 causes that naturally can cause Zivus to exit the person's body. And if he did any one of those 7, he's not a Zav. He's a Malkeri, but he's not a Zav. Doesn't have that higher level of Tumah. But for our practical purpose today, a Zav can't walk into Machne Levia. At the top of these steps, when you walk from Ezras Nashim to the Azara proper, where they did all the Avayit of the Kabbalah, was a gate called Shar Niknar. Shar Niknar, they didn't make it like the Kedushas Azara. They left it out. They let it stay Machne Levia. They did it as a chesed, as a favor. The Tameyim, who have to be there, for whatever reason, as we will see, Tameyim, who have to be there, should be protected from the rain. Because if they can't walk under Shar Niknar, they'll have to stand on the steps, or in the Ezras Nashim, which is not roofed in, and they'll get wet, and it's uncomfortable. So they, when they made the Kedushas HaBeis HaMikdash, they said Shar Niknar remains like the Ezra's Nashim, does not have Kedushas Azara. The minute one walks from Shar Niknar into the Azara, there's a Chi of Karis for entering the Azara as a Tamei. Now, a Tfuyayim, which means a person that was Tamei, Zav, let's say, and then went to her, then went to the mikvah, but the sun is not set yet. That person, again, will go with the sheet of Pashtas on Gemara. He gets, if he sticks, if he goes into the Azara, he's also Chayav Karis. He cannot walk into the Azara. And the Gemara says in Makkos, a Mechusat Kippurim, which means he's the type of tumah that has to bring a carpet. So he went to the mikvah, and he, the night passed already. If he walks into the Azara, he's also Chayav Karis. So the Azara is a place of Chayav Karis. Whether a person's Tameh, whether a person is Tuyayim, or whether a person is a Mechusat Kippurim, which is a lower form of tumah, makes no difference. Ezra's Nashim is different. Ezra's Nashim, there's a restriction for a Tuyayim. Well, I shouldn't say that. Ezra's Nashim, a Zav can go into, a Tamei Meis can go into. In Azara, Tamei Meis is Chayav Karis. No difference. Now, the question becomes, a Zav who went to the mikvah, and now is he Tuyayim? Is he still in the status of a Zav that he cannot walk into Ezra's Nashim? Or is he no longer a Zav? He's already a Tuyayim, and therefore he's treated like Tamei Meis, which means he has no restriction to walk into the Ezra's Nashim. A Zav is not allowed into the Temple Mount, into the Har HaBayis. A Tamei Meis can come in. Now, a Zav who went to the mikvah already. What? Machna Leviya. The whole Har HaBayis is Machna Leviya up to the Azara proper. Now, Zav is not allowed there. How about if the Zav went to the mikvah? And now he's a Tfuyayim. Can he walk into the Azara? Now, there are two types of Zav. There's the Zav who saw two discharges. He's coming for 7 days, goes to the mikvah, and that night he becomes Tahar. And then there's the Zav that saw three discharges. He has to bring a carbon the next day. So, when we deal about a Zav who went to the mikvah, that itself can split into two. The Zav who only needs the sun to set, and the Zav who needs the sun to set and bring a carbon the next day. So all this is going to come into play in the next Gemara. So again, just to set it up, a Tamei Meis is allowed into Machne Leviya. He's allowed to go there biblically. A Zav is prohibited. What we're going to discuss now is how about a Zav who went to the mikvah? Is he now a small, lesser tumah enough so that he can walk into Machne Leviya? Or he cannot walk into Machne Leviya? That is the question on hand. Amar Abaya, Asher chasinu l'charvei de Rav Nassim Bar Eishiya. I found Rav Nassim Bar Eishiya's friends. The Yosef v'Ka'amrim, they were sitting and saying, it says in the Pasuk by Zav, Balus de Hashem al Pesach Hayom Bayit, for the son of Malachayim, that the Zav comes, when he's on the third, right, this is a Zav that has to bring Korbanos. So he comes in front of Hashem, to the, what? That's three discharges, right? He comes in front of Hashem to the door of the Hayom Bayit, and he gives it to the Kayim. Amos Ayuba, when does he come? Bisman Zu Tabau, V'yaseher Shemesh. When he titled, and the sun already set. He comes the next morning, right? So the Haggadah of Tiyunim adds, Tavu v'harev shimshay in, loy tavu v'harev shemesh loy. That means he's only allowed to come to Pesach Hayom Mayed, which is the entry, Machne Leviya. He's already a Machne Leviya. He's coming to the door of the Hayom Mayed, which means he's coming in Machne Leviya. Pesach Hayom Bayit is Machne Leviya. He's only allowed to come there the next morning when he brings his carbon. But the day before, after he went to the mikvah, he cannot come there. Right? The pasuk says, he comes the day he brings the carbon. He comes out Pesach Hayomayet. He comes up to the door. Machna Leviyah. Again, it's all Machna Leviyah. Pesach Hayomayet is like Shaar Niknar.
Right.
Now he comes to Pesach Hayomayet. On the day he brings his carbon. That means the day before, he cannot come to Pesach Hayomayet. That's what they made a deal. Why did the pasuk have to say he comes to Pesach Hayomayet? Let the pasuk just say he brings his carbon. Why did the Torah put the words, and he comes to the Pesach Hayomayet? Why does it have to say that? Just say, he comes, Baal of Hashem, but not a Malakayet. Why does it have to say a Pesach Hayomayet? So to infer, today he can come to Pesach Hayomayet. Yesterday, he couldn't come to Pesach Hayomayet because the sun hadn't set yet. That means a Tfor Yoyim cannot go into Machne Leviyah at Tfor Yoyim Dazav. Because the Torah is inferring that the day before he cannot walk this far. Why not? He went to the mikvah.
You couldn't make the same
deal. Can we just, like, let the Gemara do its thing? We haven't made, what other deal do you want to make? Is this pasuk or a different pasuk?
Oh, this pasuk. Well,
yeah.
Just say he can't bring his karbanos. He couldn't bring his karbanos yesterday.
So therefore what?
What is the
words of Pesach Hayomayet doing here?
That's where you bring your kabbonis.
You can bring your kabbonis and not go to the Pesach Hayomayet.
Oh.
Just bring the kabbonis. I don't care how you bring your kabbonis. Send them in. Just say, Uba l'fnei Hashem and the son of Malakayet. What are the words of Pesach Hayomayet doing here? To tell me, today he can come, and yesterday he can't come. So they wanted to bring a raya. That was the question. Can a Tfor Yoyim of a Zav walk into Machne Leviyah? That was the question. And the answer is, yes, he can. Because if he couldn't, I'm sorry, no, he can't. Because if he could, then why do you have to tell me about the Koyamaya the next morning? That's what the friends of Rav Nosson Bar Aisha made a deal from the Pasuk. They learned Chumash, and they saw the words of Pesach Hayomayet. They inferred that the day before he could not come to Pesach Hayomayet. So he said, you know what? Tfor Yoyim Kizav cannot walk in. That's what they inferred. Dr. Rash. Adetanya. Gabi Zav Ksiv, the Parshas Teres HaMetzer. And the Rush that starts Adetanya of Baal of Hashem. Gabizav Ksiv, the Parshas Teres HaMetzera. Bechiyita Hazav Mizaybai, the Safar Loi Shiva Shaman Litarasai, count 7 days. Bechimiz Begadav, Berachat Besarim Bamayim. Bebeyoy Maches, it says in the Pasuk Beyoy Mashmidi, Yigach Loi Beis Tyrin, takes 2 birds. Ubal Lifnei Hashem O Pesach Hayomayet, Unasarim Alakayet. That's the Pasuk. Keitzer Uba, when does he come? Kishatavu Mibayim, he went to the mikvah and the sun set. But Teres Kahanim, that's how it's written in Teres Kahanim. It's a little bit different here than we have here. Yahu Yitvo by Bayayim. I would think he can type Bukloimar. Sheyukhao Litzvay. Now, this is a different Gersa than we have, but the same point is bringing out. Maybe he can go to the mikvah the day of the 8th day. Yitvo Bayayim, I'm talking Yayim Achas. Talmud Leimer, Baal of Hashem, said Shar Niknar. What? Yeah, maybe he can go to the mikvah the 8th day and then go. How do you know he can't come in till the 8th morning after he already had a hair of Shemesh? Talmud Leimer, Baal of Hashem, said Shar Niknar. Again, we don't have this here in our Gemara. Shar Niknar, the Rush identifies, this is when you go from Machne Leviyah to Machne Shechinah. The gate of Niknar did not get the Kedusha of Machne Shechinah. The Yeshlai did Machne Leviyah, because I mean the Psalchim, the Perik Ketzin Tzaylin, period. Why? Maybe it means he walks into the Azara proper. He goes all the way to the door of the building. How do you know that Boluf Nehashem El Pesach Hayomayed means to stand in Shar Nichnar? Maybe he can walk all the way up to the building. Zok Darash, it can't be. The Eloi Boluf Nehashem Bazar Mamish. Shar Mechusu Kippurim, who he hasn't brought his carbon. Vaminan Mishmaitzin, Oitum Vasei Boy. And we said in the Halacha, and later on we'll quote it, the Rabbis Mechusu Kippurim Shechayev Karisim Nichnas Lamach Nishrin. He can't walk into the Azara. That's the Befeirish. So when it says he comes with the Hashem, he can't walk all the way to the building. He can't walk into the Azara. We have a pasuk that says he's Chayv Karis. So obviously when it says with the Hashem, it means as close as he can get, which in the Beit HaMikdash is Shar Nichnar. But that's still Machna Leviyah. Right. Behind the B'shitalei, the Tala, the high Tzvur Yoyim Eina Nichnas L'Machna Leviyah. How did the Tana know that the Tuyayim can't walk in? I forgot the Tuyayim, the Mace of the Sheretz Nichnas. Even though Tami Mace's Tuyayim, or a Sheretz who touched somebody and he went to the Mikvah, could have took the Mashmah B'samuch. Mishum the Mashmiyusai, B'krah Mashmahachi. Above the Zne Hashem B'yayim Aches. The inference is he comes today. I will call him B'chayim Loi, but not yesterday. Meaning we're making a Diyak from the Pasuk. Today he can come in front of Hashem on Pesach HaYomayim. Yesterday he could not. Because without the pasuk, I would say, a Tamei Meisus Tuyayim can walk in, so why can't he walk in? He's a Tuyayim. The answer is the pasuk says he comes today, not yesterday. So I was very clear that I don't know, I don't think there's Karas in Machna Leviyah. That doesn't mean he's not Iver Elitzer. It's Iver Lav. The time was Machneya, but I don't know if there's Karas. A Machne Shechina, there's Karas.
In
Azara, which is Machne Shechina, it doesn't make a difference what level Tumah, the Gemara says they get Karas. Rabbi Shutt showed me a Rambam yesterday, said they don't get Karas, but it's fair from this Gemara, and everybody on the side deals with the fact that the Rambam is paskining not like our Gemara. But the Rush assumes that is a separate portion. Any level of Tumah that enters Machne Shechina gets Karas, regardless.
There's no
of course there is.
So what?
But not about entering the Azara.
What is the consequence of Parav Shem?
You can eat Tumah. And a Tumah that doesn't need a carbon, he's totally tar. He can eat Kachim.
Here's what we know about Mikdash versus Parav Shem.
But here's what we know. Right. Here's what we know that before Parav Shem, he cannot walk into the Azara. At least that was the deal they made. That was the deal that Rav Nachman Bar Aisha's friends made.
Harav Shemesh is until Adboker, right?
Harav Shemesh means the sun sets. That's it. Over. Take the club.
Oh, at that point he can enter?
No. We're not talking about entering the Azara now. Again, we're talking about, he wanted to know, what does Harav Shemesh do? For Tumas that doesn't have a carbon, as soon as the sun sets, say something happens, he's totally tar. That's what I said.
We're talking about Shemesh and Mahmoudim. We're questioning if Tuyayim going to Mahmoudim.
Correct. While he's a Tuyayim before Harav Shemesh, correct. The next day, he can walk. When he's already had Harav Shemesh, he can walk to the door. That's a pasuk.
The door in the Machna.
The door is still Machna Leviyah.
Right.
The Yom HaShemi starts at night, though.
Can he go
at night?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, 100%. If he wants to stand there all night, you know, wait in line, like, you know, a sale, they're selling, what's the name of it, Black Friday?
Will they lock the doors at some point?
I don't know, that's like the airport. I don't know what happens there at night. I assume they lock the doors. They do lock the doors. The Mishnah says they lock the doors. Leviya, no. He's a Mechusa Kippurim. He has to bring Kabbalah the next day. You're right. In a Tumah that doesn't need a carbon, once it says the Kachav, we can enter anywhere. But as was pointed out, they locked the Azar at night, yes. So he couldn't wait in Shar Nichnar all night.
But there's a guy, a client trying to get something out of a graveyard. It's not a problem if they forget the
Yeah, I guess I don't know what you're talking about, but if the doors are unlocked, you can walk them.
You want those to be Chris Oshueva, and it was a call
mine. Yes, after, by the way, it was a Machna Levia.
That's what I'm saying.
Simcha Pesach was a Machna Levia.
And he could go at night then, before his...
Correct. Alma Tuyayim Dezav Kazav Dami Dr. Rush, Vafilu Tuyayim Dezav Bal Beis Rias. Even if he doesn't have to bring a carbon the next day, since this is a severe tuma, because it came out of his body, now the Rush is pointing out something that people are going to ask. Maybe there's a difference between a Tuyayim, who didn't, remember Tuyayim means he went to the mikvah, the sun is not set. Maybe there's a difference between two kinds of Tuyayim. The Tuyayim that doesn't eat a carbon the next day, and the Tuyayim that doesn't eat the carbon the next day. Maybe the one with the three discharges is treated differently than the one with two discharges. The one that has to wait till the next morning is the one that has three discharges. The one that can maybe not have to wait till the next morning, if he only had two discharges. Maybe the level tuma of the Tuyayim varies between the two kinds of Tuyayims. The Tuyayim that still needs to bring a carbon the next morning, three discharges, or the Tuyayim that doesn't need to be a carbon. Dr. Rush, the Kivin Doi Asik Adaite, we're not thinking now, the Chomer Hai Tuyayim Shalavi Gamke Mechusa Kippurah, we're not thinking that that makes a difference. At this point, we don't differentiate. A Tuyayim is a Tuyayim. M.K. Ein Chilik Bein Tuyayim Dizav Baal Beis Rias, the Baal Gimel Rias. So it doesn't make a difference how many discharges he had. He went to the mikvah, the sun has not set yet. He is a Tuyayim, and he's restricted. And you can even prove it from the Pasuk, because it says, V'chiyitar hazav mizayvai. Mizayvai is an extra word. V'chiyitar hazav. Obviously, he's becoming tar from Zivus. The answer is mizayvai, even if it's only a partial zav, which means ha'inu zav ba'al beis rias. So again, this Gemara inference, this Gemara building a halacha, that Tuyayim is like a Zav, is assuming all Tuyayims of Zav are treated equal, regardless if they have to bring a carbon the next day, or if they don't have to bring a carbon the next day. Because if there was a difference, then you can't prove anything, because we're talking about Mr. Number 3 here. He's bringing the carbon the next day. How can you prove anything about Number 2? The answer is the Gemara at this point did not differentiate. A Tuyayim is a Tuyayim.
Is this a fact at the end of the day, or no?
What?
The two or three is...
No, that's going to be the Gemara's answer. And for the Gemara, Amina Rahinana, Sabaya said no. And he proves his point. Because let's go back to Nazir, which we're learning now. It says by Nazir, that it says in Nazir, Nazir Tamei Namiksev. It says by Nazir Tamei, who's Tamei Meis? He's not Tamei Zav, right? And Nazir Tamei is a Tamei Meis. And it says on the eighth day, it says, the Pasuk reads, let me bring the Pasuk, I'm going to read the Pasuk, I don't know what we have in the Gemara. Yavi, stay tired, and stay by Yoyin al Akayin, al Pesach Hayomayin. What is the Pesach Hayomayin? Why can't he just say Yavi to bring to the Kayin? What is a Pesach HaYomayin? If a Pesach HaYomayin is to tell me that the day before he can't walk in, he's not a Mechusa Kippurim, the Tamei Meis. Amos Ayuba, you're going to make the same diyuk? Bisman Shetavu V'Hasarim Shemesh. You're going to make the same diyuk, that the Nazir Tamei can't enter Machna Levia until the morning of the eighth day. It's not true. Michti, Shari Nikner Hechi Kaiman, where are Shari Nikner located? The Shari Levia, in Machna Levia. But not Tamei Meis Mutal Lichnas L'Machna Levia. And Tamei Meis can enter Machna Levia. But why Tamei Meis Bavad? And Lavi L'Meis Atzmai. Even the Meis can enter Machna Levia. Shenemer Vayikach Moishas Atzmas Yosef Imai. Moishas had the bones of Yosef with him in Machna Levia. Imai B'Mechtasai. Imai B'Machna Levia. Zotabaya, you're going to make a deal from the word of Pesach HaYomayin that only today he can come here and the day before he couldn't. So by Nazir is the same thing. Says on the eighth day, he comes to Pesach HaYomayin. The day before he couldn't, what was he? The Nazir. Tamei Meis. Tamei Meis can walk in. He doesn't even have to wait to go to the mikvah. A Tamei Meis can walk in any time. A Meis can be taken to the Machna Levia. So why didn't I write a Pesach HaYomayin? Can't be to tell me that the day before he can't. Because the Tamei Meis can go in. Elam Abaya, Toyaim Shazav, Lav Kazav Dami. That's the gears of the Rush. A Toyaim of a Zav is not like a Zav. But Philahachi, even the Machusa Kippura, Layayo. Since he's three, he's a three, his Toyaim is different than the Toyaim is a two. Zok the Rush. Baminim Lanana. Elamayata. The feast of Arashem. The Mashaimer bebrice the Keta Huba. Elam came to me by Jai. Bosa have Shamish. Hainum is in the silver ball of Nashem Bosa Bakiatar. Right? That was your dick. Gabi Nazir Nami the silver Pashas Nasa Gabi Nazir Tamai. But Yoy Mazai Nigokhela takes the haircut of day seven. But I'm a cat shall be based on the brave Jai of the Kaina Bessel. Akanami Amosai Ubok Shatavel have Shamshai. You're going to tell me he has to wait till the next day? Now, over here, there's a mix. I don't know how the print is over there. There's a mix-up in the Rush. I have the rest of the Rush. Right. Right. So there's no more. There's supposed to be Rush in this Gemara. Right. So we hear Mikan Shai from M.I.R. You have there? Okay. Mikhti. Shai Nishnar. You have that Rush? Lahasam. Vadai Yevshul Adagdeg. Dajai Makas also Likanes. You can't say by Nazir that he's also to walk into the eighth day. Elohadik Simbiyai Makas Yabi. Loyle Ashtra Likanes Kaidam Lachet. Elohadi Asman Avaz Kabinaitsav. It's just telling you when he brings his karbanos. The gabbis of minuali l'tana d'asa l'kanes. So how can you learn now that it's also for tfuyayim to go in? Elam rabaya tfuyayim d'zav lav k'zav dami. The Russian guy is lav, not like our Gemara. Utfuyayim d'zav balvei zriyas, even the lav mechusa kiparahu, since he doesn't have to bring a karma the next day. La'akha shetavu mutar lichtas l'machna l'viyah. K'ditanya. I'm sorry. U'braisa lav misyisur d'kra dayak. The dig is not from the word of Pesach HaYomayit. The Orchei Dekra L'michtavachi. It's not a dig. A bottle of Nashem, a Pesach HaYomayit is the way the Torah talks. Don't make the dig. Dr. Lohachi, the two Yom Kazav, Bao Beis Rias Mutil Dekanis, even though I've told you that a two Yom of Azav can walk in, Hi, two Yom Kazav, Bao Gavir Rias, Asher Dekanis. So Abai is answering, forget your dig. The dig is not a dig. A bottle of Nashem, a Pesach HaYomayit is the way the Torah talks. No diukim. I prove it to you from Nazir. The Nazir can walk in when he's a Tamei Meis. So why does he have to wait until day 8 to walk in? Must be that the diuk is not a diuk. However, you're right partially. A Toyoyim that's also a Mechusa Kippurim can't walk in. But a Toyoyim that's not a Mechusa Kippurim can't walk in. But the diuk from the Pasuk is not a Pasuk diuk.
How are you talking about priests?
What?
How do you know that?
Because it's talking about the guy bringing the carp. He's obviously a three. He can't be a two and bring a card.
They were trying to say even by a two.
They were not differentiating between a two and a three because of a dick. I buy just two things. Number one, he says, forget your dick. The dick's not a dick. I proved that from Nazir. Yeah. And number two, it's not a dick, but you happen to be right by a three, but not by a two. Zog de Gemara Gaita.
What did
the Bible
commission in the Gila?
Now that's by a Toyaim. They're talking about the Piyuvim he has for Tara, not restrictions. Not telling you what restrictions there are. Talking about the Piyuvim of getting Tara.
I thought it
doesn't say always restrictions there.
I thought it was talking about the level of
tumor
that we make the
Tamil Mishka
of
Moshe
and all that.
True, but that doesn't mean the Toyaim of him. It doesn't deal with the Toyaim of itself. It deals with the Zav itself. Zav Digimar Vaiter. Prek Digimara, Vihibim Achna Leviyakoi, Amai Karile Oyomayat. if the we're talking about being in the Machna Leviya, so why is it called Ayomayet Pesach Ayomayet? Ayomayet seems to indicate Machna Shechina, and you're using the words of Pesach Ayomayet for Machna Leviya. This is a just translating the words. The Ayomayet is the building. The door of the building is in the Azara. He doesn't come to the Pesach Ayomayet. He comes to the Pesach of the Azara.
Where's the Nikra? What's that
closing? The Azara from the Ezra's Nashim. It's the beginning of Machne
Shechina.
No, no, Pesach Ayomayet is past that. Pesach Ayomayet is the building. The building is at the end of Machne
Shechina.
Oh.
That's how we refer to it. We said Pesach Ayomayet is the entry from Leviya to Shechina. That's how we learned the Char Nichnar, which is the
Pesach Ayomayet is Char Nichnar.
That's how we translate it. But the words translate literally. We said Pesach Ayomayet refers to Char Nichnar. We're bothered now. Why is that true? The words don't mean that. It doesn't, halacha. Don't change anything. Pesach Ayomayet of the Pasuk means Char Nichnar. The question now is, why would the Torah refer to that? It's like saying, go to the door of the building, but it doesn't mean the door of the building. It means 32, whatever, how many sits back, 22 and 32, and then another between the Mizbeach and the building is another, I don't know how many Amos. Got 11? Whatever it is. There's 11, 11, 32, whatever. It's many Amos away from the building. So why is it called Pesach Ayomayet? The member of my husband Mechusa Kapara Loyayo, after Machna Leviya, Nami Mechusa Kapara Loyayo. It's telling me that even to the just like he can't walk into the Azara to the door, he can't even walk to the door of Char Nichnar. We say Char Nichnar is the same as the door of an Ayomayet as far as the Tuyayim is concerned. A Tuyayim who's a Mechusa Kippurim can't even walk in to Machna Leviya, just like he can't walk in to the door of the building. The literal translation of Pesach Ayomayet is the door of the building, but we're referring to it as the door in Azara. The answer is it's comparing. The Tuyayim, who's also a Mechusa Kippurim, can't even walk in to Machna Leviya. How do I know that a Mechusa Kippurim can't walk up to the building? The Tanya Tama Yeh L'Rabbis Toyayim, Aytamasibay L'Rabbis Mechusa Kippurim. So that's what we learn now, that a Mechusa Kippurim cannot walk into the building, up to the building. Rashi? Rush? V'may Karlei.
Where's it?
I have it on the base. My currently passed the Chayyim by a claim. Hide the pshitlay at the time of the Hasa Lichnas of Shai Nichnar. Actually, he told me I have Shimshai. Mikrokadayak. The Mechusa Kippara. But Machna Lufam. Mechusa Kippara. Chav Zayin. What does he add? Dal Karkan. Machna Lufia claim. Shai Nichnar. The Mechusa Kippara. Also Lichnas of Machna Shechina. So my currently. I did the same line over again. My currently. My remember my mind. Mechusa Kippara. I have got the hair of Shimshai. He's a full yaim and a Mechusa Kippurim. He cannot walk in to Machna Leviya. The Tanya, Tama Yeh, Beparshas Zayis, Chukas, Beparshas Parksiv, the Rabbis full yaim, so also lifts from Machna Shechina, Aitamasabai, the Rabbis Mechusa Kippurim, Gonzav, Mitzayrev, Yeletis, Shatuma Yaitz, and Megufai, the Tuma goes out of the bottom. Fine.
Let's recap.
Yes. What do you want me to do? Reteach the Gemara? Because you were very occupied today. You were very occupied today, a million things, so.
Everything I do.
I have no time on you. And people get occupied. I didn't listen to every shiur in yeshiva, too. In fact, maybe there were many that I didn't listen to, but that's not the point. But it's hard for me to recap the beginning because it took me 35 minutes to get here.
No, that's not what I did. I thought Red was going to do it. That's why I wanted to introduce the.
Bottom line, Tuyayim of Tutumus, according is a Machlokes, Abaye Shita says he can walk into Machna Leviya. No restriction. A Tuyayim of three discharges cannot walk into Machna Leviya. Nobody can walk in to Machna Shechina until they're totally finished. Totally finished. And if they walk in, they get karis. In fact, as an aside, if somebody becomes tamei im machne shchina, if he doesn't, the mezid doesn't go out as fast as he can,
chayav karis.
He has to walk out. He doesn't have to run. He has to walk out the shortest possible way to the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, this, he can't walk the 11
Amos
past Sha'ar Nechor as a regular Israel.
Right? That's not true. This is a. I don't know where people got this from.
I thought you said a Tahar Israel can walk in 11 Amos.
Correct. And if he has to, he can walk past that also.
But this Zav
cannot step into the Azara.
He can't go past Sha'ar Nechor.
Right, correct.
He doesn't have the 11 Amos.
He doesn't have 11 Amos, no. Doesn't have a half Amos. Nothing. You're entering a new domain when you walk past Sha'ar Nechor. You're entering Machne Tzrina. It's like going from the women's section to the men's section. It's not Lahavdo. When you go to the women's section to the men's section, you're entering a Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses. It's a big shaila whether it's a Snar Shemes Kedushas, Beis HaKnesses, or Beis HaMedrash. It's a big shaila. It's a machlokes, because I'm not getting involved with that. But if you learn that it doesn't, when you walk into the Beis Medrash, you have now entered a Beis Medrash. When you were in the woman section, you were not in the Beis Medrash. Again, according to those sheets. There's a big shaila. Can you turn a men's section into a ladies' section? Say the soul is expanding. So they want to turn the previous men's section into a ladies' section. Like it was just done in Cleveland. Right? Now, obviously, they know the halacha, lemaisa. I don't. But that's the shaila. They took a thing that had Kedusha's men's section, and now they made it into Nezer's Nashim. Now, the saving part to why their shaila wasn't the shaila is because people learned there all week. So that's a big smedrish. So it was a big smedrish, even though it was a lady section. Might not have been part of the shul, but it was a Beis Medrash. A Beis Medrash is higher level than a shul, so therefore it might not be a shaila. But if you have, let's say, a shul that they don't learn in, as a regular basis, or they don't learn in the Ezra's Nashim, and now you want to make it, and they do learn, and they daven in their men's section, now they want to turn the men's section into a ladies' section, it becomes a shaila.
How about at Burgers? That little room on the right side there is the men's section, but they're in the week in the ladies' section on Shabbos. Is that a problem?
No, because the whole thing is made out tonight. During the week, it's not a show. The riot is they play basketball there. I mean, they do all kinds
not
of things.
Long, Rebbe.
Adarabha, they'll be playing basketball there even longer. Adarabha.
The
shaila is what's going to happen to the room that is the show now after Berger's leaves. Can they turn that back into a gym? I'll let Rabbi Hirschfeld and the other place can possibly that. Yeah.
What's this building?
This is the Beis Medrash. It's the Beis Medrash. People sit and learn here all day.
Originally, it was
a Pirkei building where they played Gaga here on Shabbos afternoon, which is, I'm not getting involved, but it was a Pirkei building. In fact, I heard so held that even today, if they want to Shabbos afternoon, they can play Gaga here. That's what the building is.
It was a barbershop in the glass.
That's before that. When I came to Cleveland, this was the Pirkei building. On Sunday afternoon, kids got together here and played all kinds of games. That's what it was for. Entertainment on Sunday afternoon. Kids used to come here. They had board games, and they had ping pong, and they had all kinds of things in this room.
And, and the shul started after?
No, the shul was on Shabbos. There was no big weekday minion.
Right, so it was still not considered a shul.
It was the shul borrowed, rented space from a Pirkei building that all week long was not used for learning or for a shul. On Shabbos, they davened here. During the week, they didn't daven here at all. Till the shul started, there was no weekday minyan. That's what it was. And then the kol started, so it turned into a Beis Medrash. But it couldn't turn into a Beis Medrash because it was owned by Pirkei, who used it as a game room. Rabbi Hirschfeld Paskin, that they want to use it as a game room now, when the kaiwa is not in session, they have every right to. To be paskin. It's their building. Yes.
Is there a Beis Knesses anywhere in Cleveland?
This is a big tumult. Rabbi Grumer held that Shomer Shabbos upstairs is a Beis HaKnesses.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't understand him. I tried to reason with him. With Rabbi Grumer, who was set in his ways and knew a million times more halacha than I ever know, he held that it was a Beis HaKnesses. He refused to let people eat in there. And people came to him with all kinds of tightness. Number one is now that people are learning there much more than they used to, and the Beis HaKnesses can become a Beis Medrash. Number two is that when they originally built Shomer Shabbos, they ate Shalosh Shudas in the back of the shul. So they originally made it that they could use it for other things. And it got nowhere.
In B'nai Brak, there's exactly one Beis HaKnesses.
Again, I'm not, maybe it's wrong of me, but I'm not as makpid when they learn there at night and they drink and they eat candies or whatever else they serve over there by the 9 o'clock shiur of Kinyan Torah. And I call them learn stark. I don't tell them they can't, but when they make a siyum, I ask them to go downstairs, not to be upstairs. Because of COVID, I'm not going to argue, though. One time, because that was the whole tumult. They went to Rabbi Grumer, they said, we just rebuilt the shul, can we now use it as a kiddush? And he said, yes. And then when they did it, he said, I never said yes. So, obviously it was a misunderstanding to what he had said yes to. But that was the only kiddush. Of a trivia question, when did they make a kiddush in the upstairs of Shomer Shabbos? It was by a Goldstein bar mitzvah. That's what it was. And had a kiddush upstairs in Shomer Shabbos, based on the fact that they had understood from Rabbi Grumer that it's okay, but he said no afterwards, and that was the end of that. In fact, he did not make Kiddush there. Somebody else made Kiddush. He didn't make them take it downstairs, but he, from then on, nobody else ever did it.
Wasn't the building sold at that time, or new owner?
No, they never sold Shomer Shabbos, that I know of, no.
As far as eating and drinking, did he stop people from talking?
Again, I'm not here to talk. You'll have to ask him all those questions. Since you can't, I'm not going to answer them. But I'm just telling you that he held it with us.
We were all the Russians that you had read.
What?
We
I have it on the bottom of Mdalim Beis, all the way to the bottom of
the
separate section.
There's
a separate section of Mdalim Beis. We have the same one, so I think you should have it there.
Also, you could ask Rebbe, what's considered learning there? Like, that's what what's considered basic? Every place, people go randomly to learn.
Again, I only can talk from lack of knowledge is that Shomer Shabbos used to learn downstairs all their shiurim. Upstairs, they davened on Shabbos. And there were no shiurim upstairs.
The shiur makes it if you learn there?
Well, what is learning? Davening? I mean, again, a lot of people think that davening is made for learning, so they can take all those booklets. I think they should build a bigger bima so they can fit more booklets on the table so people should have more time to learn during davening. But really, davening is made for davening and not for learning. They didn't learn a shiur. They didn't have chavrutzas, no of these things. Again, I wasn't here in that time, but Shomer Shabbos was made to daven upstairs and everything else happened downstairs.
So it's always amazed me how many masmidim there are during the Zoros HaShanah.
So davening's a davening. So again, Rabbi, I'm just telling you what Rabbi Grumer held. I'm not here, you know what I mean? Ein meshivin esari l'achamisa. I can't question him. I tried a number of times to discuss it.
Rabbi says can't argue with him, so why do you let him have the candy?
It's one thing to not argue with him, another thing to make him a call and start fighting with people. So it's not, you know, I mean, personally, I hold it is a base of metrics. What am I supposed to do? So I'm going to start arguing with people when I don't have the conviction. But I wouldn't let them make a kiddush there. I'm not going to, you know, I mean.
Throwing candy is not considered for hustles. It's not considered eating.
No, you're throwing candies is not eating candies. They used to do that. They should in the old schools do it. They throw candies.
I think
kids eating is no problem. Kids can, you know, kids eat everywhere. I'm not talking about kids eating. And they made kiddush because Kyrie had to make kiddush outside the show. That's what he did. That's what he was makbar on. So if he was makbar on, he was makbar. He don't do that. Kiddush is made outside the show. Now, if a kid eats candy simchas Torah while he's doing our kafas, he didn't mind that. And, you know what I mean? The kids are kids. Again, I don't know these halachas well enough. I did talk about it to other Paiskim, and they couldn't understand why you can't turn the Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash, because the halacha is Beis HaKnesses, much less like the Beis HaMedrash. They didn't understand that. But even Beis HaMedrash has restrictions to some point, a lot of restrictions. So therefore, you know what I mean? It's one thing, well, while they're learning, they eat candy, is more mutter than it's time to sit down for a kiddush. That's true. Even a Beis HaMedrash, not so simple you can use for a kiddush, unless you originally made it for that. Again, I'm just saying you facts, I'm not telling you reasons or anything else. Fine, tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll continue. The test should be ready soon, by tonight, if you're there for my remote, we'll give you the test.
Mr.